Welcome to David Matto Radio.
Hey guys, so I'm sitting here in my living room about 24 hours after I took about a little over a 1 gram dose of psilocybin mushrooms, magic mushrooms. It was about 1.1 gram. And just to let you know, just to give you an idea, so that's about 5 to 10 times a stronger dose, a greater dose than I would normally take for microdosing. Microdosing, I've probably told you in the last episode, I usually do somewhere between 100 and 250 milligrams, 0.1 to 0.25 grams. And last night I took about 1.1 grams. So I want to explain to you what it was like in the experience. First of all, the reason I did it is because I really wanted to experience something a little bit more than a microdose. Now, 1.1 gram is not considered a high dose. It's somewhere in the vernacular of dosing psilocybin mushrooms. It's considered what they call a museum dose. And so I guess it's called museum dose because it's like the perfect dose to be able to walk around a museum and look at the artwork or look at the displays and look at the exhibits, and things will look really good to you. Things will pop out. Things will look crisper, cleaner, more colorful, etc. So I really wanted to try the 1.1 gram of psilocybin. So I took it a little bit right as I think I was cooking dinner with me and my wife. And so as I'm cooking dinner, it's in my system. And probably about an hour to an hour and a half later, I started noticing just a little bit of a difference, and a very good difference, by the way. I started feeling like just very, very calm, relaxed. I could I could talk perfectly. I want to make this very clear. Like, so far my experience with psilocybin is it's nothing like marijuana or alcohol. And these days I will tell you, I don't even like alcohol or drink alcohol. To me, alcohol is just first of all, I don't love the taste of it. It makes me tired. It's not healthy. I don't really think there's anything good about alcohol, in my opinion. Now, I'm not angry if you use alcohol. My wife drinks alcohol socially. She loves beer, she loves wine. I just don't get it, really. So, after taking the 1.1 grams, after we ate dinner, we watched an episode of something we're watching on Netflix, which was wonderful watching that when you're on mushrooms. And then we decided to take a little walk outside. Right across the street from my house is a park. They were doing this festival last night. It was, believe it or not, they brought a bunch of snow in and put it on this hill, and they were doing like a snowboard shred fest. So there were a lot of people, a lot of vendors, a lot of music. It was a fairly loud thing. So we walked over there, and again, I want to reinforce, I felt totally fine. Like I can have a conversation, totally, you know, I was totally with it. Nobody seeing me would have known anything. They wouldn't know that I was on these mushrooms, but I just felt really, really good. And it felt good to get out kind of into nature because it's a beautiful park and there are trees. And even though it was dark, it was just really, really beautiful. Now, I will say, as we approached the festival and it was fairly loud and there were a lot of people, the volume of the music and the volume of the person announcing the skateboarders, that was a little bit, to me, that was a little bit, how can I say, like annoying, especially the person on the microphone. It was just loud, and I didn't really enjoy it. It kind of made me a little, not anxious is not the right word, but I didn't like it at all. It didn't really go with my peaceful feeling. But we walked around the park a little bit and all was fine. And we came back home, and in a little while later, I put on some music with headphones. Now, I've got a really high quality pair of headphones. I've got the Apple, what are they called? The AirPod Pro over the ear headphones. So like the studio headphones, not the ones that go in your ear. I've got those too. I really like headphones. I really like music in my ears too. But I like speakers as well. But I think I wanted to try the really high quality pair of over the ear headphones. And I put on the album called Beatles Love. Now, many of you probably know what that is. It's like a remix. I think it was from, I don't have this in front of me, but I think it was from the year 2006, where a lot of Beatles songs were totally, totally remixed, very psychedelicized. They used it as the soundtrack for the Beatles Love Cirque du Soleil show in Las Vegas, which I saw one time years ago. It was wonderful, by the way. And I just listened to this music, and there was just another dimension coming out of this that I never heard before. I enjoyed listening to Beatles Love last night more than I've ever enjoyed it in my life. And I've listened to it a lot. I mean, a lot. There was something about it last night that just all the vocals, like when John Lennon was singing for the benefit of Mr. Kite, and just the vocals were just like, I can't explain it, but like unbelievable on another level that I've never really experienced before. Now, I was not seeing any kind, I didn't have any kind of visuals. When I closed my eyes, maybe some slight visuals, but again, I could totally function. If I would have had to have, if I had to drive somewhere last night, I easily could have driven. I was not impaired at all. So there's a big difference, at least so far, from what I've seen with mushrooms, psilocybin mushrooms, and marijuana and alcohol. If I would ever use marijuana or alcohol, I would never dream of driving, because I think that would be not only illegal, but, well, I'm talking about illegal. I mean, the mushrooms are illegal to begin with, so it doesn't make sense. But it does kind of make sense, because driving impaired is just stupid, against the law. You can kill yourself, get somebody else killed, and it's just – it's. I don't do it. I would never do it. But with the mushrooms, I felt – especially, well, at least with 1.1 gram, I was totally, totally functional. Totally. I could have done anything. It's just there's like a more enhanced sense of understanding and well-being and functioning. It's, again, it's very hard to explain, but it's I wasn't high. You're not high, at least with 1.1 gram. I wasn't high. I just felt really, really good, peaceful, calm. But I could have pretty much done anything that I needed to do. That's the beauty of this so far. The microdosing is amazing. And like I told you last time, I think on my show, my level of calmness is as close to zero anxiety as I think a human being can get almost. I feel really, really calm, really relaxed, really positive, happy. It's something that doesn't only last when you're using it, because it's been 24 hours now. And here I am in my living room sitting on my sofa recording this. And today has been an awesome day. It's been a great day. And so this medicine, and I do call it medicine. I don't like to call it a drug. I call it medicine because it really is medicine. I think it's better medicine than being on an antidepressant, than being on an anti-anxiety, especially like a benzodiazepine like Valium or Xanax. I mean, this is so much better, and I'm sure so much safer than any of those other medications. I mean, I would prefer to be on this kind of medicine. So far, everything is good. I've been microdosing mushrooms for about 7 months now, and 7+ months by the time you hear this. And then last night, 1.1 gram. I'm going to continue to experiment with different doses and report back to you. I'm curious to see what it's like myself, and I will certainly report back to you and let you know. Now, I do know that everybody's different. Some people, maybe if they take like even the microdose that I'm taking, like a 0.2 or 0.1 gram, which again is 200 milligrams or 100 milligrams, it might affect you differently than it's affecting me. I can totally function. It just works in the background. But other people might feel that it makes them anxious. It makes them feel weird. It's hard to say. So you've got to try this yourself and experiment with it yourself. And this is not to be construed as medical advice. I want to put that out there. I'm sharing my experience with you. Where I am, it's not legal. So you have to, find a source. I have found a source, a good source. But, a lot of this is under the radar, and it's not good that it's not legal, because again, at my age, it will become legal at some point. I guarantee that because of the medicinal value of this. I don't know when that'll be, but at my age, I can't afford to wait. What am I going to do? Wait till I'm 107 and then, oh, it's legal now. I can try. No, it's not worth it to me. I'd rather get the benefits now and take the slight risk, because it is totally, totally changing my life. I feel better every single day. I really wish I would have had this, 20 years ago when I was going through some really crazy times with a whacked out divorce and just, really, really nutso time. So I really wish I would have had this, because I think it would have changed my outlook on everything, every single thing that I did. So that's all I have today. I wanted to share that with you. I will be back. Feel free to ask me questions. Again, my email is rundrdave@gmail.com. It's rundrdave@gmail.com. And I'm here for you. And I'm really enjoying sharing this journey with you. I do have to be a little bit careful. Again, please don't ask me where I get it. But I'll be able to answer any other questions, or almost any other questions, as long as I know them. I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert at this medicine yet, but I've got 7 months of experience under my belt. So I know more now than I did 7 months ago. Talk to you soon. Love you. And thanks so much for joining me. By the way, if you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you click that subscribe button, and make sure you listen to all the episodes coming up. Got some great stuff with you. Go back into the back catalog if you like too, because I've got some really, really good episodes I've done in the past as well. Not about magic mushrooms, except for episode 200, which was the last episode. But before that, I've got some really good stuff I used to talk about. So get into them. It's great getting to know you. And again, thanks for joining me on this journey. Talk to you later.